This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is calling President Trump a clown and saying Tehran's recent revenge missile strike against U.S. troops in Iraq dealt a blow to America's image as a superpower. No U.S. troops were killed in that Iranian missile strike. President Trump's impeachment trial is underway in the Senate with opening arguments scheduled for Tuesday, the president calling it
this witch hunt hoax, which hopefully everyone knows is not going anywhere. There was nothing done wrong.
But the Senate opened the impeachment trial yesterday in solemn ceremony.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The Senate sergeant at arms began the proceedings, and House prosecutors formally presented the impeachment articles.
Article 1, abuse of power.
Another on obstructing Congress.
The escort committee will now conduct the Chief Justice of the United States to the dais.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
All 100 senators will be jurors.
Do you solemnly swear?
And John Roberts had them recite an oath to do impartial justice. Democrats like Mazie Hirono say they want to hear the president defend himself.
We've heard nothing except him calling it a witch hunt.
Not long after, he used another favored phrase in rejecting the impeachment bid.
A phony hoax.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A snowstorm's rolling across the country from the plains into the northeast. The National Weather Service is warning travel could be dangerous in some places. It says there could be heavy snow in parts of the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Northeast. Rapper Eminem has just released a surprise album called Music to be Murdered By, along with a video that calls for changes to gun laws in this country. This is AP News. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers say his rape trial in New York is turning into a media circus, and they want it moved.
The first seven jurors, four men and three women, were selected Thursday for Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York. Judge James Burke has said he expects a panel of 12 jurors and six alternates to be seated in time for opening statements and testimony next Wednesday. Meantime, lawyers for Weinstein also went to appellate court in an attempt to move the trial out of New York City. They argue adverse and intense publicity make it impossible for the former Hollywood producer to get a fair trial. The 67-year-old Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in 2013 and sexually assaulting another in 2006. He's pleaded not guilty. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Louvre Museum in Paris has been closed as dozens of protesters block the entrance to protest the French government's plans to raise the retirement age. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.